Brad Zahn finds a friendly environment at a groundbreaking in Ankeny. The AccuMold manufacturing plant is expanding. CFO Steve Bohl says Zahn's their man.
He's a big proponent of small business and, really allowing businesses to, make the decisions, trying to keep government out of, those type of things.
I mean, this is a great success story and started small and just keep growing.
And that's State Senator, former Urbandale mayor, one-time hardware store owner, and now Republican candidate for Congress, Brad Zahn. He's congratulating the company for its expansion while providing a sharp contrast with his opponent, Leonard Boswell. Zahn says lower taxes and less stringent regulation are what's needed to create more industrial expansion and shake off the recession. He criticizes Boswell and the Democratic Congress for its stimulus package and industry bailouts. In his van between campaign stops, Zahn says the Republican National Committee has been trying to get him to run against Boswell for a while.
I actually had a conversation with someone from the RNC, that's 6 years ago. They wanted me to consider running against Boswell at that time, and they've come after me and asked me to run the last two times.
Zahn's being outspent, but he says that was true in all his other races, too, including the Republican nomination for Congress. He says his grassroots campaigning carried the day every time. Boswell's leaving nothing to chance.
Let's just get her done, as some say. Thank you again, and let's go get them, okay?
That's the Democratic congressman rallying supporters who turned out to knock on doors for him in the Valley Junction neighborhood of West Des Moines. Retired teacher Mary Covey of Clive gives up her Saturday for the Democrat.
He has voted for health care, and I was very much in favor of that. And he has done much for women's rights.
As we make our way up a street of modest homes, Boswell's looking for registered Democrats who voted last time.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day.
Hello, Mr. Boswell. Well, how are you doing?
Well, I'm just fine.
Yes, good.
Is there any chance we could encourage you to do an early vote?
Democrats say the early vote will be one key to their success this year as incumbents face an anxious electorate.
Well, there's people that are, worried, concerned about what's going on, particularly those that don't have a job, and the economy took this turn that, of course, nobody is happy with. And we've worked very hard to try to get some solutions to it.
But Brad Zahn says Democratic solutions to the recession haven't worked.
Unemployment is up. Home foreclosures are up. Job losses are up.
That's from a Brad Zahn ad, but Zahn's getting roughed up even more in the ad wars. One Boswell ad says Zahn doesn't care about flood victims. Zahn replies that government should have a limited role in natural disasters. So how good are the Republicans' chances? Longtime Republican activist Des Moines attorney Steve Roberts says pretty good.
The economy, the less popularity for Obama's programs and all of those things are general factors. And then there's the fact that Brad Zahn is from Polk County and has a strong base here.
And two-thirds of the votes cast in the district in the last election came from Polk County, though Democrats dominate in Des Moines. Meanwhile, outside groups think Zahn has a chance. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has paid for ads for Boswell. Zahn's received help from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Right to Life Committee. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.